Hey, I'm Simon Muncy, and this is the Life Together podcast. So welcome to the first Life Together podcast. This is going to be, without doubt, the only podcast that is ever recorded in a location as cool as this, because I'm currently walking through Central Park in New York City. It's a little bit rainy today, but I'm going to bring you some updates about the ministry trip that Chris Kilby and I have been on in upstate New York with a church called Redeemer Church in Utica, and then also just some updates from some of the things that have been happening in Life Church. So Chris and I have just spent nearly a week out here in the US with a church called Redeemer, which is a multi-site church. They have sites in Utica and Albany and Rome and Syracuse in upstate New York, a beautiful part of the world. We were able to spend a few days with their guys at a men's retreat in a place called Speculator, at a place called Camp of the Woods, and it was stunning. One of the kind of places that has been on my bucket list to be able to see the fall in this part of the world has always been a dream of mine. So it's such a great joy to be able to see that and experience this beautiful part of the world. The church there are a wonderful church. There were about 150, 200 guys out for this men's retreat. And the way that they love one another, the way that they honor one another, the way that they are seeking to build one another up is something that has genuinely really, really inspired me. And we were able to be a blessing to them as we shared from the Word of God, but also for them to be able to bless us. We ate incredibly. One of their elders said to us at the end, "Have you had a good time?" He said, "It's been incredible." He said, "Great. We love our guests to be able to go home fat and happy." And quite honestly, both of those appear to be true. So it's been an incredible time here. I'm now in New York City. You can hear the sights and sounds behind me. And I've been able to spend the time with some guys at Church of the City New York, a really fast-growing church in the city, rooted in prayer, rooted in helping people of this city to know more of who God is in the culture that they find themselves living in. And then I'm just on my way to go and meet a guy called Pete Nicholas, who leads Redeemer Church downtown in New York. He recently took over from Tim Keller, who you may have heard of. And so he's a British guy leading church out here. And interestingly enough, he was one of the leaders on a camp I used to do when I was a teenager. So if nothing else, it'll be nice to catch up with him about some of that. But let me tell you a little bit about some of the other stuff that's been happening in Life Church recently. It has been a joy to be able to spend some time with some of our young people who we were with at New Day, when God really spoke to them about living like Daniel and living a life resolved to follow God, despite the prevailing culture that is really doing everything it can to lead them away from him. A number of those young people have expressed a desire and a commitment in the sense of wanting to get baptized. And so it's going to be a joy to have done that. But also to be able to spend time with them walking through that process. Not that just it's maybe an emotional moment in a meeting, in a big festival context, but actually sitting around the table at the Lomas house on a Sunday evening, just talking about what it means to follow Jesus and how baptism is an opportunity for us to express something that has already happened internally in a public way as a testimony and a witness to what God is doing. And so I just encourage us, church, to be able to pray for them, to be able to think about how we can support everybody in our church to continue on steps of following Jesus as we all seek to follow him. A few weeks back, when I started back my first day in the office after the summer holidays, I'd cycled across the common, and as I was arriving at the boathouse, there was a guy standing outside looking at the sign, and so I stopped and said hello. And ended up having an incredible conversation with a guy called Charlie, who's a local artist in Southampton, trying to find his way, trying to find something of what life is all about. And so spent about 40 minutes chatting to him, which is never a good look on your first day back in the office to turn up nearly an hour after you're supposed to be there. But it was all for a good conversation. Anyway, Charlie turned back up later that day at the office with a print of one of his works. And I was able to exchange with him a book considering what it means to be created and creative. And So I'd encourage us just to be, firstly, pray for Charlie, that he would find what it means to be made in the image of God and therefore from that place be a creator. But also, I'd love to encourage you to just be on the lookout for those moments. One other story I'd love to just share with you this week, and whilst I've been in the US, I'd been for a meeting with somebody about prayer culture in churches, and then went and just sat in a small park just for a few moments to kind of gather my thoughts and write some stuff down that had really struck me. And as I did, there was a guy that came and sat on a bench 40 meters away on the other side of the park, and it looked a lot like he was praying. And so I felt a little bit of a nudge to just go and say hello. So went over, introduced myself and explained why I was in the city. And he explained that very recently he's come back to faith after a life of running away from who he kind of is. He'd spent a long time in a drug-fueled, hedonistic lifestyle, living in LA as a gay man, and really struggling to come to terms in a way with who he is and what that looked like in his life. But more recently, he had, in his words, found God and was now sitting in this park, and he was explaining to me that in a way, the only way he can actually make it through a day is to come, to sit, to read the word for a few minutes. He said he's reading 2 pages of Matthew's gospel a day. He showed me he had notes scrawled in it, mostly questions, but he was working out what it means to follow Jesus. And he explained that that meant for him living a celibate lifestyle, turning his back on so many of the things that had robbed him of so much joy over all of these years, despite feeling like those were the things that were going to fulfill him. And I just want to encourage you to, again, pray for Gary. Pray for this guy that right now in our world is working out what it means to follow Jesus. And there are story upon story upon story of these things happening all around this incredible city in the US, but also in our city of Southampton. People who are finding and discovering that Jesus Christ really is the hope that they need and that they are looking for in all the wrong places. So I'd encourage us, let's be on the front foot. If God gives you that little nudge to go and speak to somebody, be wise, but go and have a conversation, and let's see where God might lead us as we seek to bring life to every community.